This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The phrase food desert, you know, right? Places where it's hard, if not impossible, to get affordable and nutritious food. That imagery of shortage has been barred by the liberal think tank Center for American Progress to describe access to childcare. The group says 51% of the people in this economy live where there isn't enough access to childcare, where there are way more young kids than there are spots at licensed daycare centers. The cold, hard business model reality of that is that what you've got there is built-in demand. From the Mountain West News Bureau, KUNC's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Last spring, Tricia Shields was at work at a kidney treatment center.
I think I was daydreaming at my desk.
She was tired of only seeing her kids at bedtime, and her job in healthcare was really wearing on her.
I just needed a change. I wanted a bright start to something new.
She was playing music on her phone when an ad came on.
And I just heard it, and it was like,
do you want to be your own boss? Do you love being around kids and wish you could turn that passion into a career?
I'm like, yes, I do.
The ad was from a company called My Village. It's one of at least three startups, including WeCare and Wonder School, that are trying to get more people to start childcare centers.
Our mantra is that we make it easy to start, run, and grow a home-based childcare program.
That's Beth Szymanski, co-founder and CFO of My Village, which currently has 80 locations across Colorado and Montana. Her company, and the other ones too, are mostly focused on childcare in a provider's home, not nannies or big childcare centers. Szymanski says there's a simple reason for that. Cost.
Nannies have a really high personalized cost because it's one person trying to make a living off of your family. Childcare centers have really high overhead. They have rent and they have utilities.
But in-home childcare is more affordable for families. The rub is figuring out how to make these small businesses easier to run, which is the idea behind the startups. My Village, for example, deals with things like marketing, taxes, paperwork, and setting people up with mentors. It also pays for the childcare provider's insurance. In exchange, the startup gets 10% of the enrollment fees each month.
When I saw what they were doing, it was like, wow, yes.
That's Louise Stoney. She's a consultant in early childhood education and co-founder of Opportunities Exchange. It's looking to change the business model and policies around childcare so that providers don't have to shoulder all the administrative costs.
How do we take small settings and how do we help them to succeed? How do we link them together? How do we redefine in some way what it means to be a childcare center?
Simon Workman directs the Early Childhood Policy Group with the Center for American Progress. He says the need for childcare is especially acute in rural areas, where home-based providers are sometimes the only option, and many of them are closing their doors.
That is leaving families in those small communities with no care whatsoever.
He says it can be tough for in-home providers. Childcare needs to be affordable for families and of high quality while also providing a living wage. At her home in Parker, Colorado, Tricia Shields says she hopes she'll be able to do all of that.
This is the preschool space.
She put about $15,000 into renovating her basement and jazzing it up with secondhand furniture and colorful decorations.
So over here we have kind of the learning, crafts, puzzles, think coloring, things.
There's
like
a reading corner, a box of costumes.
Animals, music, dinosaurs, puppets, cars.
She's now licensed to work with babies and kids, and by November she had one slot to fill before she hit the state limit of six children. She charges about $1,000 a month per child. One of the kids is her son. And a few weeks in, she said things were going well.
Yeah, I love it.
But it's not all rainbows and unicorns. She works alone, so she doesn't get many breaks. And financially, it's stressful.
The financial hit has been really hard. You know, we renovated our basement, and that took everything out of us. It drained us, and now we're just kind of playing catch-up.
She expects it'll take a couple years to get settled financially. In Greeley, Colorado, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle for Marketplace.